Hi, everybody. Christy Nix here, your intuitive business strategist. And this week I am talking about why you are having so many problems with your marketing. I've come across this quite a bit lately. A lot of my clients having a lot of issues around putting themselves out there when they know exactly what they're supposed to be doing and they absolutely love what they do. So, you know, I am just a little bit about me. I am an intuitive business strategist, and I actually work with purposeful women entrepreneurs who really love what they do, but are not getting the results that they want. And I help them to define and redesign their business from the inside out so that they have more money, make more impact, and absolutely love, really love what they do. So marketing is something you guys are not loving. And so I want to shed some light on why I am finding that that is. A lot of us, when we start a business, we start looking outside of ourselves to get educated. There is a huge learning curve. Hence why I am such a big advocate for coaches, because I spent 12 years learning how to create and run a business. And that really is a steep curve, because that is time that you are spending to learn something that someone else could easily teach you and start helping you bring in income, like right now. A lot of my clients, though, right now have an established business. They've been doing what they've been doing for a while, and they wonder why their marketing efforts aren't getting them more clients. They're not converting. And I want to explain why that is. A lot of the times when we get started with our business, we know what we want to do, what we want to do to help our clients. We're very clear on that. However, we don't really know who we are before we start putting our shingle out there to be of help, because we're here to serve. That's what we do. We're here to help. So understanding who you are at your core and really how you work best will then translate into ways of getting very clear about how to put yourself and your work out there that will resonate with your best and ideal client. A lot of people call it law of attraction, but really what it is you knowing who you are. Because your success is all about what comes from the inside out. Not going outside for validation. You can get educated on the nuts and bolts of business, yes, because that's something that higher self will not download. But being inspired on what to talk to your audience about, what to teach them, what to share your wisdom, and how to put it out into the world, that, my friends, comes from being connected. Connected to source, connected to higher self, connected to your posse, however you want to look at it. But that comes from your soul inside out, not from the outside in. Because what makes you unique, what makes you stand out in the world, what resonates most with your ideal, most perfect clients who you love to work with, comes from the inside out. So if your marketing is not landing, my first question is, what's the purpose of your business? Not your life purpose, but the purpose of your business. Very succinctly and very connected with who you are. Because that's what will make you stand out. That's what will make you different. That's what will make you the person they hire over the other person. Because a lot of us, especially for coaches, we're healers, we're creatives. There's a lot of us out there doing similar things. And before you start sinking a lot of money into learning, well, if you just do this, you'll get this result from someone who has made a lot of money doing it. But if you're here to teach people how to follow their path and find their own way, then you have to find your way first. So once you're clear on your niche, and these are what I call core marketing essentials. Once you're clear on your niche, which is who you serve best, doing what you love, and why. You know your why. You know the purpose of your business. You know who you are, which is your power, your personal power. and you know the best way you communicate in an easy fashion with the world, which is your communication style. Then your marketing strategies, you need at least an offline, an online strategy, and a content-driven strategy. At least one of each. Those choices should be easy for you once you understand who you are. If you don't know what you're supposed to be doing next, you're out of alignment. Something's not in sync anymore. You're not connected anymore. You're disconnected from that facet. So get connected. Figure out who you are, how you like to work, and who you like to work with. Because you already know what you're supposed to be doing and why, right? And if you have a problem integrating that into finding your communication style and putting that into a marketing plan, which is basically three strategies in a calendar setting, so you have a natural rhythm, then we need to chat. And I can help you find this clarity. Because that is why your marketing sucks. That's why you're getting crickets. That's why you're not filling your teleseminars and your webinars. That's why you're not getting people to come. Because you're not engaging them naturally. You're not engaging them in a way that feels like, oh my gosh, I love this person. I know them now. Because someone somewhere has told you this is how you do it. When in truth, you didn't know how you do it, not how they do it. Because you are here to do great things. I know it. Talking to you, I can hear it. And I am here to help you put it out into the world. So I hope this little tip has helped. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me. And if you would like to chat, you can connect the link at the bottom and get 15 minutes free with me to get clear on where you are and what it is exactly you need to tweak in order to bring in those clients. But you got to start from the inside out. So I hope this helped, and I'll talk to you later. Take care.